Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little life at every day, you will make a big difference.
I would be complex, I would be cool. They'd say I played the field before I found someone.
今天早读来自 Taylor Swift 的这首 The Man. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again, cause if I was a man,Then I'd beat the man. 我们再用美音读一下。I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again, 'cause if I was a man, then I'd beat the man.
I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man.
首先我们做英音的语音讲解，我们来看第一句话。 I'm so sick of running as fast as I can。 我们首先注意 run 这个词的发音， R-U-N 这个词读成 run， run，注意里面这个元音哈，是啊的发音。很多同学把这个词发成 run， 发成 run， 都是因为元音不对。倒三角啊的这个元音的发音呢，我们注意是在自然开口的，在发的这个基础之上呢，下巴再往下降一点点，发出啊的音。所以其实这个倒三角啊这个音整体来说也是一个口型非常自然的一个音，而不是左右裂开啊或者是啊这样的音哈。注意不要上下开过大，也不要左右嘴角开过大，是发成啊，再加前面后面的辅音呢，就发成了 ra ra n ra n run run。 那这个词呢，双写 n 加 ing 读成 running running， 再跟后面的 as 做连读，就是 running as running as fast as I can running as fast as I can fast as I can。这三个词也是可以做连读的， fast as I fast as I， 中间的 as 做弱读，读成 as fast as fast as I can fast as I can。 I'm so sick of running as fast as I can。 第二句 wondering 这个词呢，可以读成三个音节的 wondering wondering， 也可以读成两个音节的 wondering wondering， 也就是中间有一个刷项是可以退位不要的，可以读成三个音节，也可以读成两个音节，再跟后面的 if 做连读。 Wondering if I'd get there I'd get there 里面包含的 d 的发音和 t 的发音都憋掉不爆破。 I'd get there Wondering if I'd get there Wondering if I'd get there 后面 quicker if I was a man。 Quicker 和 if 之间连读有一个小小的 r 的音的连音， quicker if quicker ifQuicker if， 在美音之中属于辅音和元音的连读，因为美音是 quicker， 那在英音之中呢属于刷 sound， 元音和后面的元音的连读，所以英音之中还是加出一个小小的 red 音的 quicker if quicker if， 再跟后面连读就是 if I if I was a was a 有连读 if I was a man if I was a man。 第二句 wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a manWondering if I get there quicker if I was a man. 那中间我们也可以停顿一次来减少难度，就是在 quicker 的后面停顿。Wondering if I get there quicker if I was a man. Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. 第三句 And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. And I'm 连读 And I'm so sick of them sick of them. And I'm so sick of them.Coming at me again, coming at 连读 coming at, coming at at 尾部的 t 的发音也是直接略掉就可以了。At me again, me 和 again 之间连读有小 y 的音的连音 me, me again, at me again, coming at me again. 第三句 ，And I'm so sick of them coming at me again, and I'm so sick of them.Coming at me again. 最后一句 Cause if I was a man, then I'd beat the man. Cause 和 if 连读 Cause if Cause if I was a man. Cause if I was a man. 后面可以停顿一下。Then I'd be the man. Then I'd be the man. I'd 这个 的发音同样憋掉不爆破。Then I'd be the man. Be 可以做一个重读，后面的 the 也可以重读啊。Then I'd be the man. Then I'd be the man. 这里面的 the man 表示成功的男士哈，意思上是更强调这个 man 了。所以前面的冠词。The 也可以重读成 the 的发音。好，我们来用非常慢的速度用英音来读一下。I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. Cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man. 好，我们再来看美音的发音。I'm so sick of running as fast as I can.同样要注意后面半句的连读啊，歌里面唱的是很快的，我们如果把语速放得非常慢的话，可以听到是 Running as fast as I can. Running as fast as I can. As I can. As I can. 第二句 Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man.Wondering 这个词在美音之中更多会发成三个音节，在英音之中哈更多会退位发成 wondering。那我们知道一下这个情况就可以了。Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man.
如果大家感觉到有难度，不妨就把速度降下来，把每个词和词之间的连读也好，省读也好，先读顺了，读熟了之后，再去想加速度的事儿。
Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man.
熟悉了之后呢，再把速度加上来，就可以读出 Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man.
Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man.
好，第三句。And I'm so sick of them coming at me again.
And I'm so sick of them coming at me again.
我们可以选择在 them 的后面停顿一次。
And I'm so sick of them. And I'm so sick of them.
后面 coming at me again. Coming at me again. Coming at 后鼻音和元音的连读是读成 at 的音 at 尾部的 t 的音直接略掉 at me.Me 和 again 又做元音的连读 Me again Me again Coming at me again Coming at me again 这里面的 at 是不做虚词弱读的，在固定习语之中虚词做重读，像这里面的 at 就要做重读 Coming at me again
And I'm so sick of them coming at me again
最后一句 Cause if I was a man Then I'd be the man Cause if Cause 这个词虽然尾部是 se 结尾啊，但是我们要注意到它其实尾巴是一个浊音，再跟后面的 if 做连读就是 cause if,
zif,
cause if, cause if, cause if I was a man, cause if I was a man, cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man,
cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man.
好，我们来用非常慢的速度用美音读一下这段话。
I'm so sick of running.As fast as I can. Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. Cause if I was a man, then I'd beat the man.
我们发现这段话里有很多的撇地哈。其实撇地呢，它有三种单词缩约的可能。它有可能是来自 had, hat 这个词，也有可能来自 could 或者是 would。具体呢，要根据意思和语法来判断的到底是这三个单词里面的哪一个。我们来看这段话里面的第二句话
：Wondering if I get there quicker if I was a man。
我在纳闷，我在想，如果我是一位男士的话，是不是可以到达那儿更快？对应成汉语呢，其实是一个可以、能这样的意思。所以这里面的撇地哈，应该就是 could 这个词来的。
wondering if I could get there quicker if I was a man. 我们再看最后一句 Because if I was a man, then I'd be the man. 因为如果我是一位男士的话那么我就会是一位成功的男士。我们翻译成汉语呢会在这里面加一个会这个词。会对应到英语之中就是 would, W-O-U-L-D, 这个词啦。所以应该是 Because if I was a man, then I would be the man. 从语法角度来讲呢 could 和 would 这两个词后面一般是跟动词的原型而 had, H-A-D, 这个词后面呢是跟动词的 done 的形式。所以从语法角度也好从意思角度也好还是相对比较好判断的哈。好的那么发音部分我们就讲到这儿了我们来看这一段话的意思。第一句话之中 I'm so sick of doing something, 或者是 something, someone 等等表示厌烦什么什么厌倦什么什么。比如说我感觉到了最后他都有点厌烦我了。I got the feeling that he was getting pretty sick of me by the end of the day. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, 就是我已经厌倦了尽可能快地跑。可以理解为对于作为女士的我自己我很厌倦拼命地付出努力。第二句 Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. Wonder if something 表示想知道是否怎么怎么样。比如说她好奇 Tom 分手之后是否会没事儿。我们就可以说 She wondered if Tom would be alright after the breakup. 那在请求别人帮忙的时候也可以用这样的一个句式哈。像 I am wondering if 或者是 I was wondering if 就是我在想您可不可以帮我做什么什么呢我在想您是否介意帮我搬一下包呢 I was wondering if you would mind carrying these bags for me 回到这句歌词 Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man 我多想知道假如我是一位男士的话会不会到达那儿更早呢我们理解成为会不会更早功成名就呢第三句 And I'm so sick of them coming at me again 又出现了一次 so sick of something 就是我同样厌倦了 them coming at me again 这件事情 come at somebody 表示扑向什么什么或者是袭击谁在去年四月份的早读也出现过这个小的词链 I'm so sick of them coming at me again 那这句话呢我们把它理解成为我也同样受够了他们时刻都要针对我都要对我指指点点最后一句 Because if I was a man, then I'd be the man. 因为假如我是一位男士的话那么我就会是那样的一位男士。我们注意前面呢是 a man, 后面的冠词替换成了 the, the 这个词。那其实就是从一个泛指的男士变成了一个特指的男士。那就是从泛指变成了特指。如果我的性别是男性的话那么可能我就是一位功成名就的男士了。除此之外呢我们还需要注意一个小的语法点因为整段话呢其实都是一个虚拟语气 If I was a man 正确的语法呢应该不用 was 应该用 were 这个词 If I were a man 表示如果我是个男士的话那么事实就是他不是男士他是在假设自己是个男士所以他是虚拟语气虚拟语气呢一定要用 were W-E-R-E 这个词 If I were a man 而不是 If I was a man但是在口语之中呢用 was 的情况也非常多了是一种不太严谨的说法我们只知道有这样的一种情况就可以了我们来看几个虚拟语气的句子如果我是你的话我就会邀请他去派对的 If I were you, I would invite him to the party 如果我是你我就一点都不会担心 If I were you, I just wouldn't worry about it 碧昂斯曾经唱过一首歌名字就叫 If I were a boy 这里面的语法就是正确的啊那如果我是一个男孩的话很明显他不可能是一个男孩是一个虚拟语气所以用 were 这个词不严谨的口语之中也可以接受说 was 回过头我们来整理一下这几句歌词的意思 I'm so sick of running as fast as I can 对于作为女士的自己我很厌倦我拼命去付出努力 Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man 多想知道假如我是位男士的话会不会更早功成名就呢And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. 我也同样受够了那些人时刻都要针对我指指点点。Because if I was a man, then I'd be the man. 因为假如我是一位男士那么我会是一位成功的男士。今天早读我们再来读一下首先是英音版。I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. and I'm so sick of them coming at me again. Because if I was a man, then I'd be the man. 美音 I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. Because if I was a man, then I'd be the man. 今天早上就这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.